says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Here we are, folks, we're back.
Country folks can survive.
Whenever I get too far through the music like that, what it is I'm scrambling to put up some audio for you, and I just set up the audio for a Donald Trump event that is happening today, and I don't think we're going to be able to get this, but Donald Trump is scheduled to have a rally in just a little while in Naples, Florida. So we'll have to cover that tomorrow. But yeah, I just set that up in case some audio does come through, we can bring that to you live. And let me just close out the topic we were on, which is so big. It's, you know, it would take many shows, take the life of this show, the course of this show, to talk about this. As white folks, we've got to stick together as a family. If there's one theme to my work in our cause, it's that we're a family, and that we have to act like a family, take care of each other, love each other, work as a team. Use all of the skills, the personal, the psychological skills that keep a family together, that keep a team together over the rough spots. And not, you know, like, just think about it. Have you ever, you know, anybody out there who's had a family that hasn't had rough spots? Is anybody who's had a marriage that hasn't had rough spots? Have you ever had a, you know, heartache with your children? But what you do, what do you do, though, when you realize this is my family? It's the only one I get. These are the only kids I get. This is the wife I've got. I've got to work with this. This is our life. We got to keep it going. And we need to take that approach with our whole white people as a family. Sorry to sound like a preacher here myself here. But this is my preaching here. We have to act like a family and love each other and understand that this is our life. This is our blood. This is our existence. This is our future. Are we going to even have future generations of white people? Will we have white nations? Not if we don't act like a family. And if we do act like a family, folks, we are exactly what Rudyard Kipling described in The Wrath of the Awakened Anglo-Saxon. We are an unstoppable force. We're a mighty, awesome force if we act like a family. And these things that I've discouraged, like, for instance, you know, silly, stupid fighting between, let's say, Catholics and Protestants. This is stupid. So I had a caller that called up, and they started talking about the Roman Church, and this is the problem. Oh, come on. So I'll listen to that for a little while.
Or that the Jesuits are the problem, Jay.
Yeah. You know, folks, this is not it. And the previous caller that I was so harsh with, Roland. No, it's not Roland. I'm sorry. It was Richie. Sorry, Roland. I love you, brother. And Richie, I love you too, Richie. But I want you to realize that these people that you were making fun of, that you were ridiculing for being Zionists, Christian Zionists, this is just such a huge mistake, because you are in a little tiny group of people and you're belittling not tens, scores of millions of great white people. whose your life depends on these people, and that's your family. So don't act like I'm trying to make the
James. Example. I need to jump in and go with you here.
Okay.
Right now, the Zionists are on our side on the most important issue. Ding, ding, ding. Memo to white nationalism. Hello out there. I know there's white nationalists listening. Listen. Turn your brain into the on position. The Zionists are with us on this. It's all about immigration and Donald Trump. We need to elect him. And the Zionist, American Zionist, is 100% ready to pull the lever for Donald Trump. What else do we need to say? Ding, 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 ding. Thank you, white nationalist movement. That's a public service announcement from the RBN AFP Trump Phenomenon Show.
Oh, beautiful. Much better said than I could do it, George.
This in some ways was the same issue Donald Trump faced when David Duke supported him. And of course, he was under a lot of pressure to denounce Duke and so on. The fact is, as a person seeking the presidency, he needs support from a variety from people for whatever reason. Now, if these people support Donald Trump because of their because they see he's a man of faith, not a mocker and a scoffer, like Hillary Clinton. That's fine. We'll accept the support on that basis. If Representative Dr. David Duke supports Donald Trump for, I think, far more profound reasons, you accept that. I mean, the point is you've got to put together enough votes to win. And there's no point snarking at somebody else, well, I don't like you, but you're voting for Trump. Good. They're voting for Trump. Fantastic. They're part of a team.
Yeah. And you know, folks, We're talking here about saving our very lives.
Yeah,
Hillary is crazy enough, evil enough to start a war. I mean, she's actually talking about this, starting a war, a nuclear war with Russia. Whoa! And Donald Trump wants peace. He wants to have meet as brothers with Vladimir Putin. And, get that love going between the two largest white peoples on earth, Russians and Americans. Let's get the love boats going.
Jamie, can I talk about our networks for a second? Donald Trump has assaulted the highest echelons of political correctness, anti-third world immigration, and getting rid of trade deal. Well, his whole platform. Who's attacking him? It's exactly those people that our caller Roland talked about. They're the ones attacking him. And American Zionism has chosen sides. Have they gone with CNN? Have they gone with CBS? Have they gone with MSNBC? No. They have supported Donald Trump.
Yes.
I mean, sports fans that, American white Zionists are not always our enemy. Right now, Zionism is not on the table, sports fans. Immigration is.
Yeah. That's very. Go ahead, Paul.
I think that's very true. They clearly see Trump as a problem. So why should we snark at or reject people who do not see Trump as a problem, but are extremely supportive of him. This to me makes no sense. I think we have to tell truth to our people sometimes.
Yeah, and then I don't want to go on too much with this. I want to get. Let me see what callers I'm holding up here by blabbing on and on and on.
We could go on and on. Has BB come out and said, "Nope, can't vote for Trump"? Has he appeared on TV and say, No, Israel says that you can't vote for Trump. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, also, a point of clarification here. There's no such thing as just one Israel. Israel is a nation just like America. Are you ready for this? There are lots of anti-Zionists in Israel. And there are people in Israel who adamantly believe it's wrong, absolutely wrong, for Israel to expand into the West Bank and to become a a warmongering country.
There's more than one Zionist in the world who's not real thrilled about race mixing. Got that?
Right. Right.
It's true. Don't like to, you know, that's a little detail that doesn't suit too well in NS circles. But like you said, we are in a hot war right now. We got 14 days to go. Wake up, smell the coffee, and join us or die.
Yeah. Yes, and stop fighting other people who join the team. They might not be compatible on every last issue, but this isn't a purity contest. This is a desperate attempt to put together enough votes to elect Donald Trump president of the United States. If there were pickpockets for Trump, I'd welcome them too.
Trump as a president would open doors for all the people on the white nationalist movement to no longer have to be underground. Did you ever think of that, sports fans? We are, our entire movement's underground. With Donald Trump as president, you can become, I'm telling you. Well, you tell me, James, could we come out from the closet and become open?
We already are. And it's changed everything. Just Donald Trump's prominence as the Republican nominee, look what he's done. He's done the impossible. He gave a spanking to Jeb Bush. He gave a spanking to, 16 primary candidates. And some of them were pretty good, like Chris Christie's pretty good. He's very good.
And there's a candidate, Bush, who had $150 million in the bank to fund his campaign, all sorts of endorsements, a semi-credible record, and all that, and he never got above 10% because of the genius of Donald Trump. Why would we quibble at the last minute? I mean, this is nutty.
Yeah, and notice what's happened. In terms of, it's already happening. Donald Trump is utterly politically incorrect, as Gretchen Wilson sings and Merle Haggard sings. He's utterly politically incorrect. Jeb Bush, 100% politically correct. Every second of his life, every dreaming moment, he's politically correct. Donald Trump has destroyed that. He's destroying two empires that have had a stranglehold on our life and our nation for a couple decades. The Bush Empire and the Clinton Empire. He has destroyed the Bush Empire, and he's now destroying the other part of that, which is the Clinton Empire. We've got to finish the job. Let's go to some callers here. We got two that I see, Ed in Dallas and Jason in Boston. Ed, are you still with us?
Aaron,
go to Ed.
How are you guys today?
Good.
Can you hear me? Okay, good. Well, I just wanted to say, first of all, to say something about what you said, James, was that we want to support our white brothers and sisters that have not gone over to the other side and have become reprobate. We have to make sure that we don't try to help those because they can't be helped. And so we got to, understand that some of those have become our enemy, and they will fight against us. So we need to, make sure we don't support them in any way. But the reason I am calling is some very important information that everybody needs to know about the election. But first of all, I want to say that does anybody think for a second that a man of the caliber of Donald Trump, the intelligence of the man of Donald Trump, with what he's done with his own self and his lifetime and become a billionaire, does anybody think for a moment that a person like him would ever even enter into something that he didn't think that he could win? Because he himself has already said several times that he spent $100 million on the campaign of his own money. And so a person that would do something like that could not possibly be, if he didn't think he was going to win, could not be possibly successful in business. And so that's the first thing. And the second thing is that there's a YouTube video. If everybody will go over and listen to it, and I suggest that highly suggest everybody listen to it. It's a fellow that has a talk show. I don't know what his name is, but he has a talk show where a person sent an email to him from California, and the person in California did his research on the non international or non system media, the Facebook, he actually went onto both of their websites, Hillary and Trump, and did all the number search on who are the supporters of both the candidates. And what he found was, and it was unanimous across the board with all of the non-international media, that the support for Trump is three times what it is for Hillary. Also, he said that a lot of the supporters supposedly on Hillary's website are not really real people. You know, a lot of them are probably robots that she's and people she's paying to support, you know, to show support.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and so the numbers that the media is talking about are totally off the wall. They're not the way it is. And so the YouTube video, the name of it, if you want to go over and look at it, and I suggest you do, and send it to a lot of people so they can get their mind straight on who is really ahead and who's not.
Yeah.
It's called Media is Lying. Donald Trump is way ahead of Hillary. That's the name of it. Media is Lying. Donald Trump is way ahead of Hillary.
Well, Ed, I want to react to what you said. You said a bunch.
Okay.
I really appreciate it. And boy, I've got all my fingers crossed. That what you say is what will be. That this is the truth. And and I think it is. I think it is. I think Trump's support is higher than is being that the media. We know that there are lying scumbags, and we know that one of their ways of lying is to do the psyop of discouraging people by making them think that they're behind and that resistance is futile.
Yes. Yes.
There's no hope.
Absolutely.
We know they're doing that. So when they say, now here's the good news today, Donald Trump today, folks, he's ahead in the polls. He's ahead, even by the polls from the news media organizations. Not all of them, some of them. The most
right.
recent reporting, Matt Drudge has that at the top of his page. And by the way, let me just mention, a Jewish patriot, Matt Drudge. If you didn't know that out there, nobody's doing better work than Matt Drudge.
We need to run him off the air. He's a Zionist.
I don't know. He's not a Zionist, I don't think. But he's, you just rattle him off, folks. Mike Rivero, Michael Savage, other names a little more obscure for some of you, but some of you may remember Benjamin Friedman. Paul does. And Benjamin Gitlow. That's going way back to John Birch Society days, Benjamin Gitlow, and Israel Shahak, to whom one of David Duke's books was dedicated. And these, these
Murray
are great.
Rothbard was reasonably good on our side.
I wouldn't put him in that group there, he'd get an honorable mention, but these other guys are, these guys are heroes. And, yes, and I know, but it's a nail biter. I mean, even for you, Ed, it's got to be a nail biter. We're going to do a show on November 8th. You know what? We'll be live, and some of the results from the East Coast will be in. So, Paul, George, and I, if all three of us are well and on the air that day,
yes.
our hearts are going to be beating fast.
That's for sure.
The only way he could possibly lose is if they steal the election, and that's going to be quite hard to do if he's got that kind of lead. It's going to be kind of hard for him to do it. But I guess that it's possible that they could do it because of electronic voting machines. But the point I'm trying to make to you guys is a person of the caliber of Donald Trump, you know, when in early.
Oh, no,
times,
to answer your first question. He's a winner. He's a winner, and he's not going to do this unless he thinks he can win. But let me just put a caveat on that. Yeah. You know what? I'll put a caveat on that, though, because Donald Trump, I think the real reasons he's doing it, he said very clear, I didn't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I'm doing it because I have to. There's one of the great guys in our cause, Jared Taylor, the founder of American Renaissance. Not all of you will be familiar with this, but Jared Taylor is one of the giants in our cause. By the way, Paul Fromm, who's on the show with us, he's one of the giants too. I don't mean to embarrass you, Paul. But Jared Taylor, at one of his American Renaissance conferences at amren.com is his website, he was asked by somebody in the audience, you know, why he does this. Why he, year after year, he puts up with the abuse and threats and even violence he's the financial sacrifice. And he said, you know, I, in an answer that sounds very much like Donald Trump, I'd rather be doing the things that I really love in life and enjoy, like he likes to play the clarinet, for example, and be with his family. But he said, the reason I founded American Renaissance, and you just substitute for Donald Trump, the reason I went down the escalator with Melania and said I'm running for president is because nobody else would do it.
Hi, right. My name is Chris.
Since the 19th, got a little break here.
I've been actively making products available that support good health.
Ed, what makes my thanks so much for calling.
Kind yet all healthy. Right. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I'm excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild
America first. We're back, folks. We're in our last hour here of the American Freedom Party Report. And my companions here, George in Maryland and Paul in Canada, have the kind of endurance and stamina that Donald Trump has. 3 hours is a long time to be on the radio, but it goes fast with a great audience like you folks. Let's go to another caller here with a thank you to Ed in Dallas. We've got Jason in Boston, and after Jason, Wayne in Texas, and then Joe in Indiana. And by the way, Joe in Indiana, we missed you the other day, so we're going to get to you this time for sure. Let's go to Jason in Boston.
Mr. Kelso.
Yes, sir.
One of my favorite shows on radio, and you are fired up today. That was funny listening to you a few minutes ago. I am officially now calling on behalf of our Basket of Deplorables YouTube 24/7 live chat channel. Many of them are listening right now, where bacon is love. So let me just get that out of the way. So down to my 2 points, if I may. This isn't what I originally called about, but you brought up Jeb Bush, and I'm sure, like yourself and your two co-hosts and all of your listeners, as much as we can, we followed all of the debates and all of the media appearances and everything that's happened. Something was wrong with Jeb Bush. The guy isn't right. Is that a fair statement? He was supposed to be the golden child of the shadow Republican, or I'm sorry, kind of the opposite, the mainstream Republican Party. But he mentally, and just the way that he performed, he was like a weird child or autistic or something going on. Is that a fair assessment?
I say yes. George, Paul?
Yeah. We're splitting the gut when you're admitting that Jeb Bush is... I'm something wrong with him. Yep, that's right, Jeb.
And you know, Jason, an interesting, you know, sidelight is that his son, with his Mexican-American wife, I forget her name, but Jeb Bush's Mexican-American wife, their son, George Bush, I don't know what, the fourth or something, he has endorsed Donald Trump.
He has. I saw that. And frankly, I mean, maybe it's good, but I don't want anything Bush or anything Bush touching the Trump campaign. So that's all fine, well, and good. You know, that's very dandy.
But, yeah, it's just a sidelight. A sidelight. It kind of points to the fact that maybe, you know, everything's not peachy keen in the Bush household. In other words, Jeb Bush's son, you'd expect the son to go with the dad. And so he may be aware of something along the lines that you're talking about himself. And he's got his brain is screwed in tighter than his dad's. And he is,
I hope so. It might be like a Chelsea Clinton thing. I don't look at her and see an evil person like her parents. I really don't. Maybe I'm naive, but I think she actually has a soul. And maybe that's the case with Jeb's son. But to my real point, as you guys, and as we always do, we frequently discuss the fake polls and the fact that, in my view, because I get all of my information from independent media and the internet, Trump should and most likely is ahead 70-30. And they're just the mainstream media is just lying and lying and lying. So, as I call him now, when President Trump wins in a cotton-picking landslide, what is the mainstream, and this is my question for you, and then I'll hang up and take your response off the air. What is the mainstream media going to do when they have the proverbial rotten egg thrown on all of their faces in the independent media like you, and agree with them or not, people like Alex Jones and Deagle and Republic and Drudge and everyone, when we end up correct and victorious, how the hell is the mainstream media going to salvage themselves? And I'll take my answer off the air unless you want to hold me on.
Okay, we'll give it to you off the air, Jason. Thank you. Good question.
Thank you.
We'll see you all right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. And there is something happening here, folks. And WikiLeaks is blowing the cover on it. Let's see. Were we talking with you, Jason, in Boston? Okay. All right. The well, there's Paul and George jump in at any time. The there's some hot headlines here coming out of WikiLeaks that the polling is rigged. And so this is very good. Some of the emails that Julian Assange's group has uncovered are emails in which Democratic insiders are talking about oversampling the polls and coordinating this with the media outlets who run the polls.
No! That can't possibly be the case, James.
Some of these websites, I'm just looking at, you know, just a Google search here. I love our websites. Here's one. Truthfeed.com is saying this. RedStateWatcher.com is saying it. IndependentSentinel.com is saying it. Here's one. I love this one. I haven't seen this website yet. This has got to be us. GirlsJustWantToHaveGuns.com. I want to check out that website. They say at that website, the girls are saying that Clinton's campaign is using oversampling fed to the media to make sure that they're oversampling, for instance, graduate students, graduate people with graduate degrees who much more tend to vote for Hillary. George pointed out why that happens.
Maybe they'll say that. Yep. I don't know that.
Right. They're undersampling us, the patriots.
Of course.
So this is a freedomoutpost.com, another website saying this, another one, thegatewaypundit.com, saying the same thing. So this is Julian Assange is breaking it out. Also, stuff is coming out so fast you can't keep up with it. James O'Keefe's material he's coming out with stuff every couple of days. More videos that he's gotten undercover. So this is all exploding in Hillary's face. Let's go to another caller, Wayne in Texas. Wayne, you're on the air.
Hello, James. Great show as usual.
Well, thank you.
Can you hear me? Okay. Hey, before I get to my main comments, I do love the work you guys do, all three of you. It's been phenomenal the way you guys put out so much information. Just one quick word of caution for future references. I think Stattmiller said in the past that a lot of these broadcasts would go over mainstream radio. So F-bombs and any other kind of swearing he really frowns on because it could impact, you know, RBN's image with that station. So just a word of caution because I enjoy the show very much.
That's a very good caution. Thank you very much. And that's true, folks, that the John Stattmiller is really, you know, he is really ambitiously trying to put together. He's trying to punch through that kind of breakthrough that Donald Trump has made, where we get out of our little, you know, our little tiny pond that we've been in our movement, and we get out and we reach millions of people. And so part of doing that, John Stattmiller is busily trying to get this, you know, the shows of RBN onto AM radio stations and get them out there on satellite. You know, get every what he's created is a network. It's not a station. It's a network. So his job, the hat that John wears, aside from being a great host, and we're so privileged to follow him on Monday through Friday with our Trump Phenomenon program, is he's building this new thing that we've needed so badly in the Patriot cause, which is a network that reaches millions of people. That is a very hard challenge. And you're right. We got to watch our language. That
just
reminds me.
Just to save the show, you know.
Let me insert, Wayne.
You can't talk like Hillary?
Yeah, I can't talk like Hillary. But, Wayne, let me insert a joke there that on the subject of coarse language. I may have mentioned this on the air. I don't know. I don't think I did. If I'm repeating myself, everybody, just you can just laugh at me. But the host at the Alfred E. Smith banquet in New York City the other day, which was Al Smith the Fourth, was introducing Donald Trump. And he said, folks, we have a few guidelines for the program tonight. Now, Donald Trump was sitting right next to Cardinal Archbishop Timothy Michael Dolan, who's, you know, he's the big guy in the Archdiocese of New York. And he's got his, you know, priestly vestments on. So he looks very formal. He's got a big, you know, a big outfit on. And so Al Smith Jr., he said, or the Fourth, he said, Mr. Trump, even though you're sitting next to a man wearing a robe, this is not a locker room. So please watch your language. Oh, that was that made me one of the best jokes of the night. Donald Trump, Donald Trump was having such a good time at that dinner, and he was just laughing sitting next to Melania. Hillary wasn't sitting next to Bill. Bill wasn't there. So I don't know what happened there. Maybe Bill was.
Do you think you might have been no trollop trolling?
Yeah, you know. I'm pretty sure
that we know what Bill was doing with Hillary out of the house for a while. So, if I could get to my point,
Go ahead, Wayne. Sorry.
With only about two weeks left, you know, we need to use this remaining time as we're debating coworkers and family members and all that to really stick to facts and hit it between the eyes there, especially if they're kind of leaning one way or the other. And a lot of these people, a lot of their arguments are based on emotion or sound bites. They're not critical thinkers. They don't listen to shows like yours or John Stadtmiller. And they may even have some kind of bias from somewhere down the line. So I really feel like in order to combat this biggest psychological operation I've ever seen against one candidate, we need to hit him between the eyes with facts as much as possible to draw it back in away from the emotional side. You know, and for example, on economic statistics, you know, in September they kept saying, well, we created 156,000 jobs. In the same time frame, over 1 million people applied for unemployment, which means they lost a job. So that shows right there that some of these, you know, so-called economic figures are totally bogus. On illegal immigration, you can look up former Governor Rick Perry talking about since 2008, 3,000 Texans have been killed in some degree by illegal aliens, 5,000 sex crimes, over 600,000 property crimes. That's in less than 10 years. People can also go to Congressman Steve King's website from Iowa. He's got a list of about 140 illegal aliens on there with vicious rapes, murders, and everything else they've done, just to give a clue as to how vicious these people are. And I keep saying to one guy, I say, when's your oh crap moment going to be? When you run into one of these guys that Hillary brings across with her open borders, you know, because that's what's going to happen. It's like playing Russian roulette. Then on the free trade side, we have to keep hitting people with, you know, the Clintons are mainly responsible for NAFTA and GATT. It cost us thousands of factories and several million jobs. So if Hillary's up there, you know, with crocodile tears talking about finding jobs for Americans, just turn it back on her and say she is the one responsible for it. And, you know, I can go on and on with several other things like China Gate. You know, the Chinese now have missile technology. I think if you go to the China Gate notes, you know, the Clintons are responsible for getting them the technology. So, you know, it's all there, but I just feel like too many people are talking about an opinion. They need to be sticking to the facts as much as possible.
Well, that's very good. That's very good, Wayne. And boy, you are, you know, this is characteristic of our audience. What a great audience. You know, all of you, Wayne, you would be a great radio host. And, you know, you come in with great research, great facts, and, you know, a really cogent presentation.
I appreciate that. Hey, one other quick thing, too, and this is what really hits people right where in the pocketbook, too. You know, I really recommend people do some research on Jerome Corsi's writings in WorldNet Daily, and only because he's a PhD, and he did some research on, I think, the Dodd-Frank Act, where all our deposits, 401ks, and all that, they are unsecured. They're unsecured loans, I think, or unsecured debts to the bank. So if there's a meltdown or some serious financial problems, yes, and there's a bail-in, these financial institutions can go in and raid, you know, savings and 401k accounts. And that's the kind of stuff I've been able to pull out and show people, say, hey, here's what's being set up. You know, the cards are being, you know, stacked against us here. And we need to be very aware of what's really factually going on, not somebody's emotion or whatever on some of these subjects.
Yeah. Well, Wayne, thank you very much. And by the way, there's a lot of emotion in your voice. You're great.
Absolutely.
Wayne, I need to pile on. You brought up a great point. Some point, 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 months from now, the powers that be are going to release the stock market. They're going to have an equities crash. Massive. Worldwide. And we're either going to have Hillary to put the pieces together or Donald Trump. It's going to be an ugly thing. John Stadtmiller talks about it all the time, 4 or 5 times a week, going, hey, sports fans, we're going to have a crash. And it, you know, they managed to put it off, thank God, for the white-haired lady who runs the Fed. I didn't even think she did it. But market should have crashed a long time ago. It's going to crash within half a year. that we're all going to have to live through it. It's going to be ugly. And I remind people in the movement going, what do you think the difference will be between Trump managing the crash or Hillary managing the crash?
Yeah, yeah. What a contrast. Yeah, and Trump has used on the campaign trail. He said, he pauses and he rolls his eyes. He says, folks, it's a big, fat bubble. That's the way he says it.
Oh, yeah. He has mentioned that, you know, I think in one of the debates, too, you know, and I think it's so critical that he knows what's really going to be hitting. I mean, Hillary might, but, you know, she'll be the last one to admit it. But one last quick thing, James, and this revolves around possible vote fraud. Everyone needs to look up this 1981 court case over voter intimidation in New Jersey. And what happened was the Republican Party, instead of having it go to trial, they signed a consent decree to not challenge vote totals in minority voting districts. And fast forward to 2012, you look at the precincts in Cleveland and Philadelphia, where you got to be a moron not to think there was massive vote fraud going on. At one point, I counted a bunch of the precincts. Obama came up with about 60,000 votes, and Romney didn't even have 1,000. Now, there are some places in Cleveland that can have that kind of scenario. I mean, a weighted scenario, but not like that. That's almost mathematically impossible as far as I can tell. So everyone needs to be looking at that one, too, as far as any possible vote fraud.
Beautiful, Wayne. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You are an encyclopedia. Thank you so much. And let's go now. Boy, we missed him the other day. Joe in Indiana, I apologize. Are you still with us? Come in, Joe.
How you doing, Jamie? Hello, Jamie, and hello, George, and hello, Paul. Just wanted to say hi to everybody. Yeah,
hey, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
I've been really busy. I've been busy, but I just wanted to touch on a couple of points. Wayne brought up a lot of wonderful things, and it was very, very, very good of him. And just before I get started, I don't know if I mentioned it before, but I was at a function last Saturday, and some of the political pundits were in the area from Indiana. A couple of guys I've gotten to know pretty well, and they were telling me that 90% of the counties in Indiana are already being investigated for voter registration irregularity. So that really surprised me. I didn't expect it. I expected it from Illinois, which I'm originally from, but I didn't expect it from Indiana. But that's kind of significant. So if it's going on in Indiana, it's going on all over the country. And just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention. But Jamie, I'm so happy you have this program. It's an emotional saver, because I say that because we are in the midst of a massive psych ops program being tidal waved on the population. You know, I mentioned in the past that my wife listens to Fox, so last night I was in a great mood because, you know, my Cubs, you know, took the pennant, and I'm really thrilled about the World Series coming up. So but my wife goes and turns on Fox this morning, and Chris Wallace, they were announcing that Hillary Clinton is surging massively in the polls, and it's pretty much over for Trump, and he can't pull it off. Karl Rove got on there, and it sounded like he was almost reading an obituary, and he said, look, Trump should have never said what he said about he'll accept the results of the voting, which I love it. You know, I listened to your program. I re-listened to it a couple of times each day. And I just love that part that Trump said that. I'm glad he said that. He was perfectly honest, because I think people forget Al Gore, John Kerry. So many people have challenged the results, you know?
Right.
Why not Trump?
Exactly. Well, let me give you a little encouragement here. That is one of the hats that we wear on this show, is to keep the morale in our family. Keep the morale. That's one of the things you do to make a family work. Keep the morale up. Crack a good joke. The two latest polls, have Trump up by 2 points. Here's one Sunday, today. The Investors Business Daily poll has Trump 43, Clinton 41, Johnson 7. And Stein, 3.
Hey, James, Investors Business Daily, I got to remind people on our network, that is the most heavy-duty neocon, pro-Jewish, pro-Israel, God bless them, but it is. Read their paper. They've got Trump up by 2 points. Funny how that works.
Yeah, and you see, Joe, Even Rush Limbaugh. Even Rush Limbaugh is getting a little bit onto the Trump train, because he made a point that the other day that the polls, they're going to be standing there with their pants down around their ankles if on November 8th, you know, if on November 7th they were polling Hillary ahead by 7 points, and on November 8th Trump wins by 3 points, they are then saying, they are announcing, we're liars. We're A, either liars, or B, we're totally incompetent, or C, both. And so they have to, Limbaugh was saying, they've got to get their polling numbers closer to reality by Election Day. So watch for Trump's numbers to rise in the polls.
That'd be great.
We got one more segment.
Well, I'll be quick when you come back. Okay.
Stay tuned, folks.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
What I love is someone bright enough to see.
And as I always say, that's all of you. Thank you, Merle Haggard. And we're into our last segment here, and let's see here. We got just a couple seconds, Joe. Can you just make a really quick point?
All I wanted, you know what, Jamie, I'll pass on everything else I was going to say. I just want to know one quick thing, if it's possible. I head down to Florida for about 5-6 days, right before, and I come home the day before the election, but I'll be in southern Florida, and I was wondering if there's any way I could get a hold of Tom and meet up with him, you know, maybe have dinner or lunch with him. Because I'll be all over southern Florida. I usually get into Fort Lauderdale and then be there for a while. And then my buddies and I...
I give out my home phone all the time on the air here. You could call me. Of course, okay. I think you've already got it, Joe. So just call me and we'll see if we can connect you with Tom, okay? I don't have Tom's number. So Tom, if you want to call me and if you want to be reached, you can give me your number and I'll have Joe in Indiana call Tom in Florida. All right, folks. Now, let me finish with some encouraging stuff here as we close out the show. As I said, the Investor's Business Daily, not our friend, as George points out, and thank you, George, for being more knowledgeable than I am about that. They have Trump up by 2. Rasmussen poll, they have Trump up by 2. That's their latest poll. And then one other interesting poll that I'm going to bring to you here that may speak to the question of the polls lying, and that's WikiLeaks is now reporting, WikiLeaks showing that the polls are rigged. But some of the more local polls, you know, statewide or local television station or something, they might not be so rigged. Well, here's one that kind of indicates that. In Louisiana, get this, the Mason-Dixon poll in Louisiana has Trump up by 20 points. Not 2, 20. Trump 54, Clinton 34, Johnson 2, down where you expect it to be, George, Johnson 2, and Stein 1. Now, folks, I've lived in Louisiana. One-third of Louisiana is black. So if Trump is up by 20 points in Louisiana, if this poll is accurate, it means that all but 10 white people in Louisiana are voting for Donald Trump.
I mean, we're all over it, Jamie. Well, one anecdote, James. I mean, I had the misfortune of being alive in 2008, and there really were Obama stickers all over the place. Black America went all in for him. I haven't seen Hillary stickers anywhere.
Same story up here in North Dakota. Paul, George, everybody, thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow night with the Trump Phenomenon, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. It'll be a good show because it's getting white hot. See you there.
Bye. Don't
stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Steal light deeper. Don't stop believing.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.